entrepreneurs on Born That Brew. You are now listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Adam McChesney. Let's grow.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Adam McChesney, and I want to thank you for being here today. We are live from Half Coast Studios here in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you, as always, to Half Coast for this amazing setup and for sponsoring the show. If you are looking to start your podcast or take your current one to the next level, then you definitely need to come check out what they have going on. Contact them today for a free consultation. If you're listening, please be sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a five-star review on Apple. We would love for you to share this incredible content by tagging more people. And this way, more people can find out about everything we have going on with all of our new episodes, clips, etc. Today, we have another great episode lined up for you. He and I have been connected for quite some time through Apex, and I've been lucky enough to follow his journey since he joined. This guy is someone that puts in the work, and the results are showing it. He is committed to becoming the best version of himself and is always providing value. My guest today is Kevin Faulkner. Kevin is the owner and founder at 3B Credit Health and Kevin Faulkner Coaching, and currently lives in Waco, Texas. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Man, I appreciate you having me. I'm glad to be here, brother.
I'm excited to have you on. I know I was on your podcast last week. We had a great time there. One of the best podcasts, and I'm not just saying this to say this, but the conversational aspect and for us to just kind of hit it off, I looked up and it was almost an hour. It didn't feel like that. So you're doing a great job with everything with the podcast, man.
Man, I appreciate it. I really put a lot of effort into deciding how I wanted to put that podcast together. And I thought about it for about 6 months, just what I wanted to do to make it different. And what I ended up arriving at was just be yourself and talk to people, man. And it seems to be working out all right. So I really appreciate you saying that, man. I really enjoyed visiting with you and hanging out.
Yeah, man. No, that's exactly what you don't want to, what you need to do. You know, a lot of people will tend to overthink stuff. And I overthought my podcast for a year and a half trying to figure out how I was going to do it and all these different things. But I think we got a pretty good kind of structure here in terms of being a little bit unique, but definitely like the conversational approach that you had as well. And we try to kind of bridge that with here with the Entrepreneur Podcast. So for our guests, whether you're listening for the first time or you've listened to all your episodes, we appreciate your support. We like to take our guests through the entrepreneur process. So kind of compare their entrepreneurial journey to that of the beer brewing process. So starting out with the history, Kevin, tell us a little bit about who you are. I know you're in Waco, but where you come from and all that good stuff and what you're focused on doing right now. We'll start at the present and then work our way backwards.
Yeah, man, I've got a business called 3B Credit Health, where we help folks get qualified for homes. I work with a lot of realtors, a lot of lenders to help the folks that they've got that currently don't qualify for a home get qualified for a home. So I take a lot of pride in that. We change a lot of lives by helping folks in that aspect. I have a business called Kevin Faulkner Coaching, where I help folks organically. And, you know, it's kind of funny how that started. It's really where I help. I lean into realtors and lenders in their teams on helping them organically to separate themselves from the competition with just a Facebook page, where we just turn your Facebook page into a CRM.
That's amazing. And so how long have you been working on the coaching stuff? And I'm assuming like a lot of what you've been able to take away from your organic growth with your business or your page and kind of turning it into a CRM type thing. And I'm assuming that's where a lot of that came from.
Yeah, man. And that kind of goes back to how I got started in my credit repair business from the beginning. I've built my business 100% organically using my personal Facebook page. I've never paid the first dime for an ad. When I figured it out, how to do it, how to generate those leads, I recognized that there were a lot of people out there that could benefit from that as well, because people just don't know how to use social media.
That's amazing. Yeah. I think the one thing that people always also try to do, and you know, we see it all the time where people just try to do it one time and they think that it's going to dramatically change the way that their business operates as well. And so you have to be consistent in every aspect of doing it this way, but it certainly pays off. You know, I'm the same way. I've grown my digital marketing company almost strictly from that. I have never done paid advertising. I've never done that stuff. So the power of it is so incredible. And it's awesome to see that you've been able to also create something where you're able to help impact more people. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. And you hit the nail on the head, Adam, when you said consistency, man. That's the thing. You know, when I started my business, I really was coming from a place where I had nothing to lose. And so that consistency, I'll stop short of saying it wasn't hard, because consistency always takes discipline. But I was finally able to put my finger on it and string some consistency together when I had never been able to do it before.
Yeah, no, and it's obviously hard, but you know, the opposite of doing it consistently is also going to be hard, because you're not going to have success. And so I think the mindset of people, a lot of people that we're connected to, is right, is you always got to be chipping away a little bit each and every single day in order to really make kind of that double down or trickle effect impact. And it definitely pays off. The one thing that we like to talk about kind of as we dissect the history of where you're at as an entrepreneur is kind of pivoting over towards some key ingredients that have made you successful. So we'd love to hear three things that have made you successful thus far on your journey.
Definitely a desire not to, never giving up. Never giving up. And we can definitely dive deep into that, but I never quit, man. I never gave up. And then longevity, learning a lot. And I didn't even realize that, you know, all those failures that I was learning, and I was stringing together things that would serve me now at, you know, I'm over 50 years old now. And I look back and I'm like, man, I know the answer to that. I didn't, and I don't even know where I know the answer for it. Well, it was back in, you know, 20 years ago when I got fired from that job. It was something that I just happened to pick up along the way. And then I've got to go with that consistency again, man. I mean, you can't emphasize that one enough.
Yeah, no, those are three great ingredients, especially the never giving up and the consistency part. I think those two intertwine really well together. And then obviously the continuous aspect of self-development in learning and being able to channel all of the things that you've learned along the way and actually understand where to apply them. When you talk about never giving up, that's a really good segue kind of into our next thing, talking about the ups and downs of your journey. So talk to us and kind of tie those things in. Talk about some of the ups and downs, talk about never giving up and kind of how that helped you get to where you're at today.
Yeah, man. Well, I've dealt with mental illness my whole life, man, and bipolar disorder. And I know that lots of people out there, millions of people out there, deal with depression at some level. And it's difficult. I mean, it's still something that I deal with on literally a day-to-day basis. But what you learn to do, and what I finally figured out by not giving up and by staying at it and by always trying, and you know, people will say things, somebody may put me down, they may not be complimentary of me, but nobody will say that guy didn't always get back up, no matter what happened, no matter what he went through, no matter how bad it was, no matter how bloody he got, he always got back up. As a matter of fact, people would tell me, dude, just stay down, just realize where you're at and just, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You know, and that got a lot of scarcity mindset got put into my mind by people that loved me, because they just didn't want to see me go through the pain, man. They just didn't want to see me. And I just couldn't quit. I've always been a big thinker. I've always been somebody that was creative and had an entrepreneur mindset, even when I didn't even realize that it was an entrepreneur mindset. And, man, I think that once I figured out that you could string these habits together and then because you string these habits together, confidence comes from that. And then once you gain some confidence, then you can start gaining just a little bit of momentum. And it's slow, man. It's a slow process. It's just, maybe it's just getting up in the morning at a certain time every day for 30 days. You know, that might be waking up at 6 a.m. and you don't even know what to do, but you just get up and read at 6 a.m. every day, or fix breakfast, or go walk, or watch television. I don't care really what you do, but if you make that promise to yourself that you're going to get up for 30 days at 6 a.m. every morning, if you're in a slump, at the end of that 30 days, you're going to create credibility within yourself. And that credibility is going to build momentum. And then you start believing that you're a person that keeps promises to themselves.
That's powerful. I think a lot of great things to take away there for the audience. But I one of the things that I've really noticed is it's not about how people perform when things are going well, but it's how people perform and how they get up. Or maybe if they stay down, it says a lot more about them as well. So I really like how you touched on that. You got up each and every single time. You didn't give up. You continued to plug away. And in different areas of your life, when something might be down or something might be successful, it's normally something else that has kind of given away. And so it could be the consistency on personal habits. It could be consistency on relationships, business, et cetera. And you really need to kind of lean in to that other area of opportunity. And you're going to see a lot of things start to balance themselves out. You're going to start to see wins all over. But it is tough, especially if you haven't been doing it. Habits are very hard to create, and some habits are very hard to get rid of. What was kind of the biggest aha moment through all of these different ups and downs of having to get back up? What was like the number one thing that you learned throughout that entire process?
So one thing I'd like to say before I answer that is that when you're the biggest thing you have to do is to have that blind faith for that 30 days of waking up at 6 a.m. until you get to the other side of that and you realize, oh, now I've got something to be proud of. Because when you're doing it, you're not getting those accolades. You're not getting that pat on the back, and you're not seeing the results yet. So that's where most people, I think, struggle and have a problem. So if you can just get started and just keep that promise to yourself for the days you promise, whatever that may be, and just string together those small wins will turn into big wins. But that's a great question you asked about what was a moment for me, an aha moment. And I don't know if this is exactly what you're asking, Adam, but the biggest moment in my life, bro, came when my wife, 2 years ago, August of 2020, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Things are not going well. I'm unemployed. I'm not doing anything with my life, and I'm just in a terrible place of depression. And I had taken on this identity of that I was supposed to play a certain role, and that role was the person of a loser, quite honestly. I don't know any nicer way to say it. And my wife had just had enough. I wasn't the person she married. She was not wrong. She just decided, I can't do this anymore. I want more out of my life. I'm out. I don't want to do it anymore. So I went to a friend of mine's house, and about an hour from here in Waco and off of 35 headed towards Austin. And I remember sitting at his dining room table on a Thursday night, and I lost it, dude. I was crying from the top of my head to my toes. And that's the night that I realized that it was all me. It was never going to be a certain job. It was never going to be a certain career. It was never going to be a certain, once a certain person came into my life or the weather was a certain way, or I lived in a certain town. It was always, whatever happened, it was always going to be me. And I was the only one that could change that. And it was a life-changing moment for me. I don't know why that happened the way it did. I don't know why it happened so late in life. I do like to say that no matter who you are, where you are, how old you are, whatever you're going through, it's never too late. And I'm living proof of that. But that night, that's when it changed, man. I had a job, a part-time job. Well, it was actually a full-time job, but it was selling kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels here in Waco, and I was about an hour away. So I drove 1 hour each way and did that. And then I saw an ad on Facebook, very organic ad, to teach credit repair. And I needed something. So I just needed something to keep busy. So I paid the guy, $500 or something like that. And I got on the phone with him, just a phone call, not even a Zoom call. And he taught me a few things about credit repair. He told me what software I needed to use. Just very, very basic. And then he told me three things. He said, you need to get on social media every day. You need to do three things. You need to make people laugh, make people cry, or make people feel emotion with your post. He said, it's one of those three things. And when he said cry, he didn't mean literally cry, but he just said, make people feel that emotion. Then the third one, I said emotion. I'll tell you, let me back that up. It's not the third one. The third one is make people pull for you. That was his exact words. So that would be a post. Maybe for me, it was about 75 hard. Like I've used that a lot in the past, posting about 75 hard every single day, and you have people pulling for you. That creates a lot of engagement. So whatever you're doing that creates engagement, maybe it's a picture of any kind of challenge that you're going through, just to have people get on board with you, because people want to support you in things. So, but those three things for content, are really how I started my business organically. And then I got into Apex and learned a whole lot of other cool stuff.
Wow. Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate you kind of walking us through that story and then the transition of how you took that kind of aha or eye-opening moment and actually took action on it. And the bigger lesson of that, probably, if I had to guess, it sounds like it was answers to a lot of questions that you probably had unanswered in the past of why something failed or why you were experiencing heartache or trouble or struggle. And I actually not too long ago had a very similar type of experience where I realized if it has something to do with me, if it's involved in my life, normally 9 times out of 10, if not more, I can control the situation better. And when you realize that you are at the heart and the soul of that situation and just your life in general, it gives you a completely different perspective on how you need to handle certain things. Is you can normally impact it in a more positive way. You can normally get rid of stuff in your life that might not be pushing you forward and might be pulling you back. So I really appreciate you kind of going into that. The next thing that we like to talk about is the fermentation or conditioning process. So in entrepreneurship and on this podcast, we like to talk about the biggest lesson that you learned that you would share with an entrepreneur that's looking to save years worth of mistakes in their business.
Write down for one thing that I've learned, and implementing now. It's from the very beginning, right? Just, you know, as we call it SOPs, man, but even just a journal, write down everything about every aspect of what's going on. I want to know, I mean, write down what's on in your mind, write down your, the way you do everything, put it all down on paper from the very beginning, even the mistakes. It doesn't have to be perfect because you're going to want to know those mistakes too. And that's going to carry you for as long as you, if you have the business for 50 years, it's going to carry that. You're going to use those notes for 50 years because you're going to run into that at every level of your business. You're going to run into the same issues. It's just on a larger scale once your business has grown and matured.
I love that. I think, you know, one of the things I actually helped participate in writing a book with other entrepreneurs that actually just launched today. But my biggest thing was documenting everything along the way, even the stuff, especially the stuff that you don't like to do, because at some point you're going to have to replace yourself doing that activity if you don't want to do it anymore. And in the beginning of operating and running a business, we're always focused on how do we grow. But some of those foundational things, the very elementary things, as simple as writing everything down, the good, the bad, the indifferent, will have you producing more efficiently and at higher levels quicker than if you just try to go run forward. And so I think a lot of times people will try to overcomplicate very, very simple things, and they'll try to push the envelope when the envelope just doesn't need to be pushed. So I definitely agree with you there. The last thing that we like to dig into here before we head out today is the distribution. So within the beer process, that's taking it to market and selling it. So I know you have a lot of amazing things going on with the credit business as well as the new coaching business. Talk to us about what's next and what's in the future for Kevin.
Yeah, we're in the middle of scaling this business. So, what that looks like for me is getting those SOPs in place, the systems and processes in place, and getting them down on paper, and then doing some continuing to automate, get our automation down, and then. Then we'll be hiring more, but right now we're concerned with getting better at fulfillment. So we're slowing down so that we can speed up, which goes back to what you said just a few minutes ago about our first inclination is to grow and sell. And we all want to do that, but I would highly recommend to anybody that's starting a business to slow that process down a little bit and just get each step right. And you'll build a much better foundation for your business that'll pay huge dividends as you do grow. Cause you won't have to go back and you know, rebuild or learn how to do what you've already done.
Oh no, that's that you hit the head. Nail on the head right there. I've had to go back and do that twice now. So I'm a perfect example of having to do that. It's much better to build out that framework, the processes and systems the right way, have a little bit slower of growth as you're getting started to really take off and have that launching pad moving forward. So I definitely agree with you there.
If you've never built a business before, it's hard not to know to do that. You know, I mean, we all make that mistake, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then you learn quickly. You learn quickly the hard way usually. So, Kevin, well, I really appreciate you coming on today. Any last pieces of advice for our audience before we head out?
No, I love this podcast, and I really appreciate you having me on, man. It's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, man. The one piece of advice I'd like to say is just stay at it and just keep growing. You know, just keep learning. Every lesson is, it all counts. Failures are just as important as wins. That doesn't get said enough.
Yeah, no, that's, for me, it's failures are more so lessons than they are anything else. Lessons not losses. So I definitely agree with you there. Where can people find you? And we'll put this all in the show notes, Kevin, but where can people find you, whether it's a website or website plus social media, all that good stuff, and how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, man. I've got a couple of ways. Keep Growing with Kevin Faulkner is a Facebook group that I have. Request to join. I don't even ask for your email and I'll let you in. We have some really cool live Wednesday calls that we do in there that we discuss a lot of the things that you and I've talked about today. So I think that's really good value for the listener. And then you can find, if you need credit repair, you can reach out to me at 3bcredithealth.com. And then if you're interested in talking about organic marketing, kevinfaulknercoaching.com. We can get on a call one-on-one and we can discuss what your needs are and where you're having problems and how we can see if we're a good fit for one another.
Amazing. Well, yeah, we'll have that all in the show notes so that way the listeners can find that. But Kevin, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and coming on today. Really appreciate you coming on and it's always great talking with you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, and I want to thank you again to the audience for tuning in to today's podcast. Please be sure to subscribe, download, and share our content. Leaving a 5-star review goes a long way. And thank you again to Halfco Studios. If you're here in St. Louis and looking to start your own podcast or take your current one to the next level, then come check out what they have going on. We'll see you all next week. And remember, entrepreneurs aren't born, they are brewed.
I'm an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs aren't born, they're brewed. Thank you for listening to Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Adam McChesney. Let's